Episode number 142.
It's all about promoting yourself as an expert in your industry. Like, that's going to be everybody's low-hanging fruit. Even if you have a product-based business or your service-based, it all goes back to you promoting yourself as an expert in your industry, because at the end of the day, people do business with people. They don't do business with businesses.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Huff. Folks, I'm fired up today. We are going to get you some expert PR news and strategies to getting on the news, because I am pumped up because we're bringing you our featured guest today, Christina Nicholson. Christina, are you ready to be real?
I'm ready to be real.
Yeah. Christina is a former TV reporter and anchor who has worked in markets as big as New York to Miami. And now with her business, Media Maven, she is helping entrepreneurs reach thousands and millions of people, specifically, obviously, their ideal customers, and in front of and using the power of media. Without spending big bucks on advertising campaigns, you're literally able to get on shows like Forbes, Today Show, Washington Post, and more. So, Christina, you are the rainmaker for businesses here. We've given our listeners just a little insight, but how's your day going today?
Yes, it's going well. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. So the biggest thing, I think, obviously, every business and brand wants to have this kind of exposure, right? I mean, who wouldn't want to be on the Today Show?
Right.
So, but the biggest thing is it's not always as easy as it sounds. Like, oh, yeah, just put a press release together and send it over. Sometimes it comes into the story you're telling, correct? I mean, what is one of the biggest secrets you could suggest to someone outside of obviously hiring someone like yourself, an expert, to, if they're doing it on their own, to getting some local coverage, to getting some coverage on their business?
Well, I think the first thing I would want to tell people is don't make excuses up in your head about not being ready for it. I speak with so many small business owners and I mentor them on how to do this themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm honestly shocked at how many will shy away from it. Like, they're afraid to earn media coverage. And I'm like, well, aren't you in business? Don't you want more people to know about you? Don't you want to be known, liked, and trusted so the leads will come to you and you don't have to go out and get them? And they say, right. Well, yeah, but I feel like there's some kind of misconception that you need to be a big brand. You already need to be established to be worthy of media coverage. And that is completely not the case. Anybody can earn media coverage. I've helped clients do it with a side hustle, something that they did at nights and on weekends while they were working full time. I've helped bloggers earn coverage on TV. Wow. Anybody can do this. You just need to know what to do. And yes, like you said, you have to be newsworthy. The media is not going to promote you because you want to be promoted. It's not their job to promote you. You do have to come to the table with some kind of newsworthy element. And that's what I work with my clients on, whether they be agency clients or mentoring clients.
Yeah, I can imagine the agencies are trying to continually work on this as the TV business is changing and the news is one of the things we're still watching on broadcast. So my question to you then is, what is the process after you have a good press release? Say you've come up with a good story and you're trying to submit this. Is there a secret place to submit these kind of content? Is there a good place to submit? Is it go on their website and look for the news director, news desk, and submit it there?
Okay, well, I can tell you a way you don't do it and then a way you do it.
Okay, so let's do that. Yeah.
One way I would not suggest doing it is by writing a press release. And that's everybody's go-to. I mean, I wish I had a dollar for every time somebody said, can we hire you to write a press release? And I'm like, right. Well, why do you want a press release? And they say, oh, well, we want to be on the news. And it's like, nobody reads press releases anymore. Gosh. I mean, in the 1990s and maybe the early 2000s, it worked. But the media is so different now. Journalists are very overworked and underpaid.
Right.
Their inboxes are full of hundreds and hundreds of emails a day. Nobody has time to read a long, boring press release. So don't pitch with the press release, and don't use those press release distribution services either. Those, you know, you're going to pay hundreds of dollars, if not thousands,
right,
to get a press release blasted everywhere. And most people aren't looking at those.
They're not even paying attention.
What'd you say, Travis?
Oh, I said, I'm sorry. They're not even paying attention to those.
They're not. And even when they are picked up, many times they'll be copied and pasted. And when they are on those websites, they are so far deep in that website that you can't even find it. I actually tried to reverse engineer a placement from a distribution service. I went to the website it was on and I was searching all of the keywords. I mean, I was even searching proper words like Be Real Show with Travis Huff. Say you put something out there and it would not show up.
Wow.
So it's a complete
So it's buried in there.
So instead, what you should be doing is writing short, sweet, and to the point pitches. You almost want to tease a journalist or an editor or a booker to want more information. And you want to make it timely. That's the big thing. You have to give them a reason to do the story now, because that's really what determines if it's newsworthy. Mm. Now, as for your question, is there a secret place? Contact information sometimes is hard to find.
Right.
You can Google it. You can look on websites. There is software you can invest in that will give you contact information. You can obviously create relationships with people on Twitter. Twitter is actually a great place to find journalists, because a lot of them do hang out on Twitter.
Right.
But you definitely want to reach out to somebody who is reaching your audience. You don't want to earn media coverage just for the sake of earning it.
Right.
You definitely want to get in front of the right people. So the time that you're spending to earn this coverage is well spent when it lands.
Mm. So with these short, sweet pitches, would you say you also, you know, at message them on Twitter, these messages too, or DM them if you have a relationship with them and they follow you?
I think so, because again, the inbox is full.
Right.
And today, a lot of people will pay more attention to a tweet that they're tagged in than something in their inbox. So
right.
I would suggest doing a little bit of both, not directly pitching them on Twitter, but starting a relationship, whether it be talking back and forth, retweeting something, commenting on something they share. And then after you do that a little bit, you can send them an email and then send them a tweet and say, hey, I just emailed you something. Take a look or whatever, you know, just because, again, I mean, think of yourself. You probably have a full inbox, but if somebody tags you on social media, you're more likely to pay attention to it. That's just the world we live in today.
Yeah. It's a great point. It's a great point. The inbox is completely cluttered, and on social, depending on your platform too, I like to, the key thing on social, folks, most people have one strong platform on social, and then they have other ones that are like less as powerful. Usually not everyone's strong on all of them. So a tip that I would tell you too is go find them on one of their weaker platforms. You know, so if they're super strong on Instagram, if you DM them there, most likely they're not going to get back to you because they're so busy. They got so many things, but maybe they only got 100,000 followers on Twitter versus the millions that they have on Instagram, right? So the big thing I would say, folks, is in that, also find out where their slowest social media platform is, because that's a place where they may actually see your notification. But I love this. I love this. So keep it short, keep it sweet. So is it just kind of a paragraph or less than that? Or do you actually put it together like a nice attachment of what you want to talk about? Or is that even too much?
Yeah, I think an attachment is too much. Many times if you actually send an attachment, it won't actually get there. It'll
the spam filtered out or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah.
So I like just the short and sweet. I mean, I can tell you some of the best media coverage I've earned. It's literally been, you know, like we'll use a back to school example. One of my mentoring clients earned coverage. She did a TV segment in San Diego on the CW station. She's a local blogger. She's a dietitian. And she pitched the producer, hey, as we're all getting ready to head back to school, I would love to come on and share some lunch packing hacks for your picky eater.
Nice.
I could come in and I could share the different foods and bring enough for a table to make it exciting and interesting to look at. Please let me know if you're interested.
Oh, so, nice.
That was literally like what, 3-4 sentences. Right. And in that pitch, she made it timely with the back to school angle. She told us what she would be covering. Right. Obviously they care because lots of moms are watching TV in the morning. And she told them, this is TV, so I'm going to bring a lot of visuals. I'm going to show and tell, and I'm going to decorate the table with everything that we're going to be talking about. Right. 2 days later, she was there doing the live TV segment.
Wow. So folks, that's the other big part, I think, too, is actually bringing in the resources, because television stations are more and more strapped for cash. And, you know, I used to work at a television station, but it was back in 2005, and things were different in 2005 than they are today. I mean, I love that. So, within the pitch, kind of tell them, you know, make it timely, keep it of value to their audience. And then lastly, bring in everything, right? Bring in all the resources you need and make it fun so that the anchors can have some fun with it too, right? Like you see on GMA, they always like to have the new recipes or something comes in and they get to try it all. They get to try all the food.
Exactly. And if you can make it so they don't have to lift a finger, you're doing everything for them, you're more likely to get booked. I know something that I do is I also, and I advise this client of mine, I said, okay, now you need to write a web script and you need to send it to the web person. So they put it up on their website and you get a link back on their website and you can share that link. Because many times if you don't do this, they have 100 million other things to do. They're not going to get to it. So it just increases your chance of coverage the more you can do to help them do their job.
So awesome. So folks, this is winning tips here. I think that, you know, any of us, because I've been always actually kind of scared, to be real with you, in that we had to create a formal press release. We had to use one of these services and it was a big expense. And it was like, is the media coverage even worth it? You know, I mean, yeah, obviously if you can get some great media coverage, but if you're just going to be spending, like you said, thousands of dollars just to submit through these services, it didn't feel as attractive as a strategy of direct messaging people on Twitter and kind of continually creating newsworthy, timely show ideas or events or things that you can provide them value to their audience, right? So that you can obviously extend your reach, but then now you're on their show every week or now you're on the show every month.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people don't do this correctly. Even publicists, when I was in TV, I was pitched a lot by publicists and they all did it. Most of them did it incorrectly because they just want to do what they're supposed to do quickly. Right. So they would pitch me and 500 other journalists the same thing at the same time. And if you actually make this part of your marketing strategy and you are strategic about it and you take the time to target the right journalists who reach your audience, you will see an ROI. I love doing podcasts. I can track over $26,000 to my bottom line in 1 month from a podcast that I appeared on.
Wow. Because
I was delivering value. I was reaching the right audience. And afterwards, they called me and they emailed me and they wanted to work with me.
Yep.
And it was a podcast that the way I pitched the first time was through a video because I wanted to stand out in an inbox. And I followed up. And that's another important thing to mention. Most of what you're going to get is going to be because of the follow-up. Again, it's because journalists and influencers and every form of the media, really, because remember, an influencer now is a form of the media.
Right.
They're so busy. So I pitched with a video and I followed up because I put the video on YouTube and I saw I only had one view and that was me. So I followed up and then I was on this specific podcast and then fast forward a year and a half later, I was invited back on because in that year and a half span, I kept sharing the podcast episode I was on and I kept tagging the podcaster and I maintained a relationship with this person. So he invited me back on. Yep. And like I said, that second appearance, I could track directly over $26,000 from that one appearance. So
amazing.
Take the time to be strategic and do the work, and you will see an ROI. But if you just want to be in random places that maybe your audience isn't tapped into, right, it's not going to work.
Yeah, just being on the local news, for instance, for my business wouldn't be as beneficial as maybe being in front of the Social Media Today audiences and things like that, you know, for the, you know, just personally for our business, social media management business, you know, or in front of Ad Age, you know, Ad Age advertising agencies, because we work a lot with advertising agencies, probably similar to you, you know, where you're helping them strategize these things, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I had a client who had a fitness app and they wanted to target runners, and I got them coverage on the Today Show, which was great. I mean, that's huge. It's not only is it TV, which is super credible, but they have that logo they can put on their website and marketing materials and
right,
a great coverage, right? But when they got in Runner's World, which you're reaching far less people,
right?
But I think it's safe to say every single person who's reading Runner's World is a runner.
Right.
The Today Show, you're reaching millions, but you're reaching people who hate running.
Yep.
So that's when it comes down to not necessarily focusing on the biggest, most impressive outlets, mm-hmm, but the ones that are super niche to you and your business.
So for me, I need to step up and get on all the marketing and advertising podcasts I can, right?
That would be a good idea.
That would be a great idea, Travis. That's a goal. Actually, I'm starting because I have my own show, obviously. So I get to talk to a lot of different people and either have their, you know, booking experts, or podcast booking is kind of a whole new thing now. Or I like to go out and find my own guests, you know, and that's how I did it back in the day. It was on Twitter. I just go out and at these people and say, hey, I just had your buddy, you know, Brian on, you know, I'd love to have you on the show, and kind of use the credibility of these people I wanted to get on the show by saying, hey, I've interviewed maybe one of your friends or one of your buddies, you know. Is that something that you also suggest, like kind of tagging on and, hey, we worked with this company already, you know, kind of using some of that stuff, or is that irrelevant?
No, I think there is so much overlap when it comes to the media industry today. And I'll tell you something that I advise clients, both agency and mentoring clients, to do. And it is to actually become a member of the media to build relationships with people. Mm-hmm. So a great way to do this, and I've done it myself, and I know many other people who have done it, is to become a contributor for an outlet. So for example, I've written for the Huffington Post, Fast Company, Inc. Magazine, and just by writing for those outlets, I've been able to have conversations with other influencers in my space who have their own platforms, whether it be a podcast or a popular YouTube channel or another popular blog that's getting lots of visitors. So I think it's a great idea to almost become an influencer.
Right.
So not only does the media want to work with you more because you are an influencer, but as an influencer, other up-and-coming people also want to work with you. At the end of the day, it's all about promoting yourself as an expert in your industry. Like, that's going to be everybody's low-hanging fruit. Even if you have a product-based business or your service-based, it all goes back to you promoting yourself as an expert in your industry, because at the end of the day, people do business with people. They don't do business with businesses. Mm. So people want to work with the expert, and that is what you need to always be promoting.
And stay on your game on that too, right? Because when I started my business in 2009, I was, you know, it was out of a situation of, hey, this is just a great opportunity. The landscape of broadcast is changing. Let's hop into social. And just went with it, you know? And now it's like, well, there's a lot more people in my business now, you know? So I have to continually read and stay on top of the industry. And to be real with you, sometimes it gets overwhelming because there's so much now going on social. But the most important thing I try to refine myself is I need to be that expert, so that yesterday I had a meeting with one of my clients and they know a lot, but then I started walking through things that they didn't know. You know, all of a sudden they're like, wow, this is cool. I didn't know that. So when you are the expert, you can obviously educate your customers, and it builds that relationship with them too, in that Travis knows what he's talking about, or Christina knows what she's talking about, you know, because there's a lot of people that basically say they're experts, but they're not really an expert, right? I mean, that's the one thing that you hear about, these words, guru and expert, things like that. I prefer And I think it's a great strategy, like you're explaining to us, in that you need to be the expert. You need to define your industry though first, right? And then go deep in it.
And I think that is the most important thing that media coverage does, is it's not you telling everybody you're an expert.
Right.
It's Forbes telling people you're an expert.
Right.
It's telling people you're an expert. So it's just so much more believable. Right. And that's why it's so different from advertising or from your own organic content that you put out there. It's almost like a referral from a trusted source. So, and yes, to answer your question, you totally have to stay on top of this. I've had clients who have gotten great media coverage for months and months, and then they say, oh yeah, well, we got it, we're done. And I'm like, no, you have to keep doing this. Yep. Think of it like social media and the news cycle. It's a constantly changing feed. You probably forgot what you saw yesterday. You probably forgot what was on the news last week.
Right.
You have to constantly be earning coverage in different places for different things that all go back to your expertise, or you're going to be forgotten about.
Yep. And there's someone else going to be taking your place, as we know, music and sports. Well, I really appreciate all the value you're bringing here. And now we're about to enter your mind with some B-realisms. So tonight, if you could hop on a plane and go anywhere in the world, where would it be?
I would want to go and do everything touristy.
Oh, there you go.
Italy and Spain and France, that whole area in Europe.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, and you deserve it too.
Thank you. Let's do it.
You deserve it, girl. You need to hop on a plane, get a sponsor, and you're on the road. The tour from Italy. The Italian maven. That's cool.
I like it.
You deserve it. You deserve it. That's awesome. I just went to Italy this year, and I have to say it's probably one of the best vacations I ever have taken.
Oh, okay. So now I really want to go.
Yep. Rome, Sorrento, Amalfi Coast. Amazing. Amazing. And I was very impressed with how friendly everyone was. Everyone was speaking English and very friendly, very friendly. They love tourists. So now we're about to enter. Also, how do you typically like to start your day? What do you do to get yourself in the mindset to get ready to rock these campaigns out for your clients?
Okay. So I'm trying to implement the miracle morning. However, I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Ah, yes. It can be challenging.
Can be tough. But once I get them off to school, I try to do my 5-minute journal. I try to do a little exercise. My mornings are not as amazing as they should be.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work on that. This is a good reminder that I need to develop a better morning routine after the kids are up and at them and off to school.
And as an entrepreneur, we all have different challenges, you know? So that's the biggest thing, is there's no one's perfect, but obviously you're doing something right, girl. So that's the most exciting thing, is you're obviously doing many things right. And there's no right or wrong strategy. If you have your energy in the later afternoon or evening, I notice everyone has different flows. You know, everyone has a different mindset. Can you also share with us, do you have a skill that you wanting to master this year? Is there something you really want to master?
Oh my gosh, so many. Like I definitely work too much, and I'm trying to
slow down.
I'm trying to work a little less and do some more fun. So there's so many things that I would like to just do for fun, like take dance classes again, like I did
when
I was in high school, or learn to play an instrument. But something that I have started doing more of, which I really enjoy, is actually reading. I like to read both business-focused books and fiction books, just for fun.
Right. Takes your mind off things. And I've been getting into reading too. I tend to go sometimes to Audible because it's so easy while you're driving, or if you're active at the gym or whatever. But then also just physically picking up the book. And I've just forced myself, because entrepreneurs, we always say we don't have enough time. I said, all right, you can read 5 pages a day, you know, and just slowly read it. The one thing I found about reading is that sometimes if you rush it, you really don't take it in, you know? So it's like, if I feel like I'm rushing through this book just to get done with it, it's like, am I really taking in this book, you know? So I just started with this new thing where I'm doing 5 pages a day of a physical book. I'm reading The Law of Attraction right now. And it is very interesting that I'm just slowly taking it in and rereading certain parts. Because I think reading is a skill that will never go away. you know, it's never going to go away. And also in your business, the writing comes from reading, right? Reading all these different words kind of gives you different ways to write and pitch things probably as well.
Yeah. And really, I mean, it sounds bad. My background's in TV. I was a TV reporter and anchor for like 10 years before I got into this.
Right.
And it sounds bad to say that I don't really watch the news anymore, but I definitely have to be up on current events. Yes. Because that's what's newsworthy.
Right.
And that's what helps the clients earn that coverage. So I always tell my clients, you know, they're in different niche industries. So I always tell them, okay, I'm relying on you to let me know what's breaking and what's happening in your industry. For example, I represent a client that sells glasses nationwide, sunglasses mm-hmm. and prescription glasses. And, you know, a new study was just released about the dangers of your eyes and the blue light looking at your devices.
Oh yeah.
And that's obviously not something that I would read on a day-to-day basis, but they're in the industry. So they get that information and they tell me, and that helps me and my team do our job.
That's awesome. So sourcing it from your customer, that's really cool. That's a good point. They probably enjoy being, you know, the source to your insights too. I know customers like being, you know, they like that. They like knowing you're counting on them too.
Exactly.
Now, also, can you share with us, do you have a favorite podcast you listen to?
Oh my gosh. I listen to a lot and I'm listening to more and more. I like Smart Passive Income by Pat.
Smart Passive Income. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. I like that one. I also like Amy Porterfield's Online Marketing Made Easy.
Oh yeah, she's a genius.
The Blog Millionaire is great. Obviously, social media marketing. There's a lot of different ones that I kind of bounce around with.
Just go back and forth.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is you're on the shows too, right? So that's fun.
Yeah, you get experience being on the show. Practicing what you preach. If I'm going to talk about the importance of doing this stuff, then I got to be doing it too. If I'm going to say I can get you on TV, I got to be on TV too, right?
Yes. Yes. You're practicing what you preach. So I love it. Now we're about to take you to the hot seat where you could share some last minute phenomenal resources and a couple more real talk answers. Be real. Tonight for dinner, if you could take anyone in the world out to dinner, who would it be?
Oprah.
Ooh, nice.
Right?
Talk about someone that knows how to write some stories and is amazing. She started as a reporter too, correct?
She did back in the day. I just think she's the coolest.
Yeah. And the thing about Oprah is her energy. She has a different aura about her, you know, that I think she brings to it. And I miss her actually being on TV more regularly. Maybe she'll get tired of, you know, making her millions and come back on TV again.
Her billions.
Billions. I'm sorry. Billions.
With a B.
She bought a Weight Watchers and she's like, oh, here we go. Let's make some more money. Do you have a favorite app or a tool you like using on a daily basis?
Ooh, okay. Good question. I like Instagram. I'm actually trying to step up my Instagram game and my presence there. So I'm using Instagram more and more.
Yep.
I'm in a mastermind and we use Slack a lot to communicate. Yep. So I like Slack for that specific group. Obviously, Amazon. That's where I do all of my shopping and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazon's so amazing too, because it's like you just like think of something, you put it on your list, and you're like, man, I just knocked out like 5 stores I'd have to go to.
I do. It's so easy, but it's like dangerous.
Right. You end up ordering a bunch of stuff. You're like, why did I order that?
Exactly. And obviously, the podcast app is a good one that I use a lot.
On the Apple Podcast app.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing how many more people are listening to podcasts than ever. When I started the show probably 2.5 years ago, it was just an experiment. And now it's amazing. The way that we feel validated is because more people want to bring their guests on the show. So that means that they obviously the whole industry is growing. But then obviously for us, we're just validated by, hey, man, we got all these cool new guests coming on the show, people that maybe we would never have gotten on our own. And that's validation, folks. That's what we're talking about here, building your own media, right? So when I created the show, it was really for myself. But what happens over time is if you keep doing something and you're consistent, you build something of value that other people want to be on, right? I mean, that's the coolest part about being the media.
No, that's totally true. And actually, I just, after preaching this and being a guest on so many podcasts and contributing to these outlets, I finally pulled the trigger and launched my own podcast.
Oh, so nice.
I am super excited to be living in your world now.
Congratulations.
Thank
are you doing
you.
A weekly podcast, or how often are you doing it?
Yep. It's going to be weekly.
Going to be weekly. And are you also bringing on different interview, or are you doing it just a podcast with your thoughts?
Most of them are going to be interviews. I think once a quarter I'll fly solo, but mostly I'm going to be bringing on people to talk about things much like you do under the business and marketing umbrella.
Good for you, girl. Building that expertise. You got this. You got this. If you're going to start a podcast, folks, the fastest, easiest way to build an audience is to have an interview show. Similar to how Oprah built her show, similar to how Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, you're not there just watching them. They have guests that come on. Every single show is, there's more guests, and they're promoting their different movies and books and this and that. And all these things are based on what we've been talking about today, the PR industry, getting their clients' campaigns in front of you and your eyeballs, right? I mean, that's kind of another way of that people in this industry is they just get interviews. You know, they're booking their clients on Jimmy Fallon. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great relationship builder. And I think today, just because of the way the media has changed, I mean, it's obviously good and bad changes depending on how you look at it, but there's so much overlap. Like, I hate it when people say the media. I know I've said it 500 times since we started talking, but when people say the media, because now it's like, well, who is the media? It could be you on Twitter. It's us on this podcast right now. There's so much overlap, and there's just so much to be had and so many opportunities. I just wish people would take the time to be more strategic, because it really could do wonders for you and your brand and your business.
Yeah, I think this is still in the infancy of more and more businesses taking serious what you're doing right now. You know, so I think your business is in a major growth phase for the next at least 10, 20 years, you know, because more and more people want to figure out how to be efficient with their advertising. And also they're less and less people are necessarily going to running just strictly ad campaigns. They're more doing contests and promotions on social media. They're doing PR stuff like this. They're doing stuff in the community. They're doing a lot of stuff internally, you know, where they're not necessarily only now spending money on advertising, you know, so it's just changing. But I think your business specifically is never going away. And it's going to probably evolve, but you know, at some point that's life, right? Can you suggest to our listeners one book? I know you suggested a few.
Gosh. Okay. Just one. Because I read them all. I would say if I had to pick one, the most recent one that I've finished that I use the knowledge from every day is The 12-Week Year.
Oh, okay.
Which is a great book just about setting goals and how to set them so you actually execute them and you can see how well you're doing. It's just really helped me plan out my 12 weeks, and then I break that down into weeks and days. So I'm getting a lot accomplished, and I feel very productive.
That's an interesting title too. I like that. The 12-week year.
Yep.
I'm gonna have to find that. Well, we're definitely gonna put it in the show notes, but I'm gonna have to personally find that one too. And then last thing, do you have a favorite show or something you like to do at night? Do you have something you like to do when you're not working hard for your clients? You got some binge watching on Netflix, or you don't watch the news?
So everybody can judge me. Get ready to judge.
Let's go.
I will watch every single Real Housewives franchise.
Nice. Nice.
I need some Real Housewives, you guys. I need that.
It's fun
TV.
That.
Trash
have the drama.
At the end of my day.
Have the drama and it just stays on the TV. You don't have it in your life, right?
I love it. And I do it at night when the kids are in bed. Like, this is my mommy alone time. Let me hang out with my housewives.
Well, you deserve it. You know, we all have things we enjoy, and there's no judgment. We have things we enjoy. That's just
there's judgment. Lots of people judge, but I don't care. I'll still watch.
It's all good. You know, that's the fun thing about life is you as that The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F book. Have you ever heard of that one?
No, but that is on my list.
You got to read that one.
It's on my list. Do you like that one?
Yes. That one is I've listened to that one 3 or 4 times because it is it's a classic of just living your life, you know, and that whatever you like is what you like. And you're building a great business, girl. You're doing everything right in many, many ways. If you enjoy a little fun time of downtime and you're not completely productive with every single moment, that's okay, you know? And so, like we talked about with your mornings, with all that, you know, you can't do everything 100%, and you got to have some downtime. So shout out to you for enjoying that too, and knowing that you enjoy it, you know, and owning it. So, I just really appreciate you having you on the show today. You've brought a ton of value to our listeners. I know you are going to go and tour Italy, Europe, and bring tons of entrepreneurs more and more strategies for their PR. Can you give our listeners one last real talk thought?
I would just say, do not be afraid to put yourself out there and to get in front of your audience, because it all goes back to people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And the first step is being known. If nobody knows you, they can't even learn to like you or trust you. So don't be afraid to put yourself out there.
Well, folks, you've been hanging out with Christina Nicholson and Travis Too Tall and Huff. I want to thank you again for your time today, and keep being real. What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today.